Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome along to the show tonight. And look, Zach, it can be a hard market sometimes when you run a restaurant, when you're a restaurateur, or maybe you have some sort of a food business. It's a hard market to make money in.
Yeah, of course.
But I have discovered over the weekend at a restaurant I went to a bit of a restaurant business hack that I think could instantly, if you applied this tonight and you run a restaurant, instantly double your takings, possibly triple.
As people are listening to this, counting up the money in their tills for the day, thinking, there must be an easier way.
That's it. And
well, Dom Fay has found it, ladies and gentlemen.
And I feel I need to invite the restaurateurs in on this.
Yeah, come on in.
I also need to warn patrons of restaurants like myself, who might fall victim to this particular plot, that this could be something you're exposed to. So look, stay tuned. In the next half hour, I will get to this, but it's something that I think you'll see in restaurants all around the country within the next few days. And it's quite devious.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Trashy TV poetry.
Dom, this is where we take the characters, themes and storylines from a current affair and turn them into high-class art.
It's a restoration project, Zach. You take something and you make it beautiful.
I'll tell you what we mean with our first poem this evening.
Sure.
As we travel through the gallery, Dom.
Yep.
Our first poem tonight.
Sorry, can you just pass me a Chardonnay while we walk through here? Thank you. Beautiful.
This one is about... It's an elderly member of society.
Yep.
An elderly member with a bit of attitude. Roses are red. This little old lady looks like any other.
I've got an ABO out against me, and I'm Australia's grumpiest grandmother.
That's pretty good. That's outstanding.
86 years old, causing a bit of ruckus in the streets.
Australia's grumpiest grandmother.
Yeah.
Just as a sidebar.
Yeah.
Great title for a kid's book.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read the story of Australia's grumpiest grandmother. Now, I'm not sure an AVO is appropriate for a kid's book. We can deal with the subject matter, but that's outstanding.
Our next poem tonight, Dom, is kind of about the weird details a current affair are keeping. Roses are red. ACA keep drug prices in a detailed spreadsheet.
At $300 a gram, cocaine isn't the cheapest recreational drug on the street.
What? Why do they have...
Well, it's an anti-drug story. Why they need to give details on the going prices, I don't know.
I mean, that's a bizarre advertisement. That's really odd that Tracy Grimshaw's giving out that information.
Our last poem tonight, Dom, is... Yep. It's a classic.
Great.
The subcategory, Neighbours from Hell.
Oh, brilliant.
Roses are red. Sometimes your neighbour will ignore your plea.
I will f*** you, I'll do what I f*** you, I'll run on my own f***ing property. No one can f*** you, will stop me.
He's got a point.
Look, he's got a point. And actually, can we just have a look? Because I think that might be the record for the most F-bombs dropped in 10 seconds on a current affair. Congratulations.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I'm pretty sure I fell for a scam at a restaurant over the weekend. I've been scammed out of some money.
You've been scammed before, so you should be able to smell one coming.
I'm an experienced scammy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about me that scammers, just get a sense, this is the guy.
Scammers across the country.
Yeah.
Ears are pricking at the moment. Mm. Dom Fay is the name you need, guys. Look him up on Facebook. Send your scams that way.
Well, so I was at a restaurant with some friends, and this scam occurred at the hands of the waiter himself, a person you trust in the restaurant encounter. But we're sitting there having our meals, and midway through the meals, he comes over with a dip, right, that he's holding in his hands, like in a little bowl. And he's like, do you guys want to try some of our pickled dip? And I'm not a big dip fan in general. I'm not a dip guy. Not a pickle guy either. So for me, it was a firm no. Do you think it's weird for someone the waiter to just come around and offer you to try something at a restaurant? Have you had that happen before?
I haven't had that happen before. I would assume it was complimentary if it did happen.
Yeah.
Because I didn't order it.
Well, no. And so we all at the table said, oh, we're all good. Thank you so much. Love the hospitality, but we're all good. And he keeps pushing. He's like, I think you'll really like it. You should try the pickle dip. Right. And then my friend Josh is next to me. He takes one for the team. He's like, okay, if you really insist, I'll try the pickle dip. So he tries a bit of it. But the waiter won't take that a no for an answer. The waiter comes over to my side of the table and starts spooning it onto my friend Rachel's plate and then starts spooning it onto my plate.
Mm.
So suddenly, this is kind of like a kid feeding their toddler. You're going to eat what I'm giving you. Do you know what I mean? You can't just put food on my plate.
Question.
Yeah.
With the spoon, is he doing aeroplane motions and saying open wide?
It wasn't far off that.
Yeah.
He's like, do you want this? And I said, no, thanks. But by that stage, he's already put it on my plate.
Mm.
Right? So I've got pickle dip there now.
Mm.
None of us really liked it. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't certainly something.
Well, you're not a dip guy.
I'm not a dip
guy.
We've
established that. Of course, you're not going to like the pickle dip. You're not going to eat that.
Mm.
And you're not going to be turned around from being a dip guy.
Yeah. Well,
from anti-dip guy to dip guy.
And the pickle dip nearly got in some of the rest of my food. So I was there thinking, well, this is inappropriate. You're ruining my meal now.
Right? You're in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah. Do you know, there's a little more of this story to go. If there wasn't, I would have gone to the sug on that.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Well, let's hope we get better than you're in a little bit of a pickle. I think we can.
Yeah, we'll hope so. Because this is where the scam reveals itself.
Yeah.
Right? And you kind of cottoned onto it earlier. But I go out to pay the bill at the end of the meal. And they go through the items on the bill. And they get to the bottom and they say, and pickle dip for $3.
Mm.
And I was like, well, hold on, what? And they're like, the pickle dip you guys had. And I was like, well, really? They put that on the bill? Now, you know me, I'm not a confrontational guy.
So did you pay it?
I paid for the pickle dip, right? I paid for the pickle dip. I go back to my table and they're like, they charged me for the pickle dip. Hmm. The guys can't believe, everyone there was shocked that they charged us for the pickle dip, right? We didn't even have a quarter of the bowl.
A similar thing happened to me when I was like 12.
Mm.
I went to the shops with my friend and he came out with Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
And he goes, here's some Hubba Bubba. And I was like, oh, no, I'm good. I don't want any. And he's like, no, I bought it for you. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, just pay me back when you can. I'm like, no, I'm not paying you back for something I didn't ask for.
I mean, look, it's outrageous on one sense. From the patron side of you, it is outrageous.
Yeah.
From a business perspective, it is good business.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
He's force feeding you stuff and then charging you for it.
I think the pickle dip is too low stakes. Yeah. I reckon you should be running around saying, do you guys want to try some caviar? Have a bit of the caviar.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson has officially inquired about why she isn't nominated for a Logie.
Now, they've got 30 days to answer my question. I'm still waiting. Tony, hopefully we'll get an answer very soon.
Also, Ariana Grande got really sick of the Crazy Frog ringtone.
I would never hurt an animal, but I wanted to take that frog and, like, shove it where it cannot see the light of day.
And Donald Trump had a message for the Queensland State of Origin player who messed up a try last night.
Get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you'd know that each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, aka the Collective Noun forum, aka the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so easy to get into the Collective Noun forum. It'd be a great holiday spot if you do have a mid-year break ahead of you. All it's going to cost is a 5-star rating in the iTunes podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave that 5-star rating. Write whatever you want in the review. And you are in the Collective Noun forum, Zach, and you can roam to your heart's content.
Who do we have frolicking this eve?
Firstly, let's welcome in Chanel Mook into the Collective Noun forum.
Chanel Mook. Welcome.
MC is all we've got for a last name. I don't know if that precedes
I think that means name. That she's a rapper.
Oh, it's Chanel MC. Have I mispronounced that?
I think so.
I'm deeply sorry, Chanel. Well, Chanel's just talking about the review is titled Launceston's Best Attraction. And this is a few weeks ago on the show, Zach, we did speak about the 24-hour Kmart at Launceston. I was surprised they had a 24-hour Kmart.
Riveting. Riveting radio.
Well, when Queensland and South Australia don't have one at all, and Launceston has one, it's quite surprising.
Okay.
You were unimpressed, though. You didn't love it.
We crossed over briefly into some AM style radio.
Okay. That's a
with
bit rich. Hold on.
How long are your stores open for? Give us a call.
That's a bit rich from the guy who's brought gardening stuff to the show all year.
Gardening's in, mate.
Well, yeah, I reckon Kmart's in too.
Yeah, but 24 hour, who cares?
I reckon, well, look, my theory was at least one person found that helpful and interesting. And Chanel might be that person because Chanel's gone on to say, thanks for mentioning Launceston's best attraction, our 24-hour Kmart. I didn't realise this wasn't a thing everywhere until I moved to Sydney for 12 months and tried to make a late-night Kmart trip and was outraged to find it wasn't open. See? It was worth it for Chanel's act.
I wonder how often that happens going from Launceston.
What do you mean?
To think like the opening hours in Sydney are worse. Well, actually, with a lot of their bars and clubs, it probably is worse as well.
That's
so,
true.
Funnily enough, moving from one of our smaller cities to one of our biggest cities,
yeah,
you'd want to go back to the smaller city.
Well, it does make you think, is Launceston Australia's next big city?
Yeah.
Forget Sydney.
Well, I assume the houses would be cheaper than Sydney.
That's true. The Launceston housing market's better.
The Kmarts are open longer.
That's
the bars and clubs are open longer.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Well, Zach, as I've mentioned, my brother lived in Launceston for a year or two. I did go down to visit him, and I've got to say, there's certainly no gorge, anything like the cataract one in Sydney. Launceston has it all at this stage.
I went to Sydney... you know, for a weekend when I was a teenager, I couldn't see it all. Launceston's got that over it as well. You can do it all in an hour and a half.
All an hour and a half. You can even stop by the monkeys in the park. Don't have that. I mean, sure, they got Taronga Zoo in Sydney, but no monkeys in a public park.
Nah. Is that an official attraction or is that a pest problem they're having?
No. There's a guy who looks after them.
How do they stop them from expanding?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. There's a lot of things. I'm not entirely sure if like animal safety and you know, regulations have made their way to Launceston yet. I think Launceston lives by Launceston's rules.
Well, you know what they're doing at Launceston Zoo, I was learning about when I was there.
Yeah.
Is because, you know, there's a lot of disease in the Tasmanian devil societies.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're breeding a population of disease-free Tasmanian devils.
Oh, are they?
They're going to wait for all the wild ones to die off.
Okay.
And then they're going to release the disease-free ones into the wild.
Right.
Which is kind of the plot to a zombie movie, isn't it? Because the disease-free ones, they live behind this wall and they got to stay away from all the diseased, aka zombie,
that's right,
Tasmanian devils.
And especially when the animal's called a devil. I mean, it really adds to the drama of the occasion.
It'd be a great movie.
Now, can I just say, with the amount of mentions Launceston's getting on this show, Tourism Launceston should jump on board as an official partner.
Yeah, do you think they have a board?
What
they do have is one of those little information booths as you enter town. They give you a brochure and you have to tune into 88.9 FM to hear what's going on. What happens when you tune to those frequencies?
What do you mean?
You know when you go into a town, have you ever seen the eye?
Yeah.
It'll have a radio frequency, like 88.9 or something like that.
I've seen it a few times, yeah.
What are they broadcasting?
Well, that's actually my dream radio job. I'm really hopeful that this show just goes well enough that I can get that job at a small town. When you're driving to Dubbo, you're tuned into that frequency.
Well, we couldn't have less listeners. So it would have to be a move in the right direction.
Well, that's true. Look, we can certainly look into that. And I hope that that's what happens. I mean, I've said this before, that maybe one day this show will go off the map.
That's a good idea. We should write that TV show.
What do you mean?
The radio station. We'll be a duo who's on one of those stations.
Yes. And all you're allowed to talk about on that show is the attractions in town.
Yeah.
You can't do any games unless the game's about what's happening in town. Be great things like you give constant giveaways to the tickets to the festivals coming up.
No, what they should do, it should be like a shock jock AM station, but only have a radius of about 2 kilometres. So all the controversies are just at the local store,
their
retirement village.
Yeah, that's not bad. Beryl hasn't mowed her grass in a month. Yep. It's the local residents are getting angry.
All the callers, like when a call comes in on your phone, how you can see the name. All the callers, you wouldn't need producers because the announcer could just pick up the calls by their name.
See, this is a great idea. This is such a great idea, Zach.
No one do that. That's ours.
That's ours.
We broadcast it now.
We broadcast that. You haven't given that away like the $1 million ideas. Those ones are yours. This one's
ours. Well, this one won't make us $1 million.
No.
It might get us on ABC3 at midnight one night.
Next into the forum, Zach, we have Gibbon Stuffer making their way in. Now, a few weeks ago on the show, we were chatting about the podcast philosophy subject that we do offer here.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Gibbon Stuffer has come with some critiques. They say, well, the forum is beautiful and well-kept as always.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel I should warn fellow students of podcastery away from the Forum College's Podfill 101. The professor insists on playing unrelated YouTube clips at the beginning of each class and appears to have little knowledge or respect for the great history of podcasting. The best thing he has going for him is his nice tweed jacket and love of cheese.
Right. Now, well, they haven't named the professor.
No, they...
But I think we can all pick up who it is.
Well, I mean, I did say that that was a subject I was lecturing in the last podcast.
And that sounds a lot like your behaviour.
Yeah, look, I remember I said I wanted to be that fun, lighthearted, quirky lecturer who'd play a funny YouTube clip at the start of classes. Clearly, given stuff hasn't enjoyed my YouTube videos, mm-hmm. I thought I was bringing great content to the classroom, evidently not.
When you're presenting the class, did you see Gibbon Stuffer feeling uncomfortable, thinking that they weren't getting their money's worth?
Well, I'll be honest, you know how sometimes at universities, attendance at lectures can be low.
Yeah.
People decide they'll catch up online. Attendance has been low. I haven't noticed
has
Gibbon
there been
Stuffer.
Anyone there?
No, we haven't had a student yet.
Okay, so you're just recording it for later.
We're recording it. I'm hopeful that the students are catching up online. I haven't checked the views.
Have you considered just doing it from home then?
What do you mean?
With your webcam?
Oh, but every time I get up, Zach, and put on my tweed jacket in the morning, yeah. I think today's the day a student's going to show up.
Yeah. That's surprisingly not dissimilar to my actual university experience. I was in a class that only four people would come to, and they used to get film directors to come and speak.
Yeah.
And it was very embarrassing for the uni, so the lecturer had to sit down with us one day and just earnestly ask, please come on Thursday. We've invited someone to come, and it will be embarrassing for us if you don't come.
Oh, actually, this is just occurred to me. My first year of uni, I decided, because I missed 10 classes, I decided in week 11 to go to the lecture.
Yeah.
And it was like a smaller class, and I waited outside. The door wasn't open to the lecture theatre. I was like, I'm definitely at the right time. 20 minutes passed. I was just about to leave, and I see the lecturer walk past having lunch. And they see me there, and I'm like, hey, I'm here for the class. And they're like, I didn't think anyone was going to come. So clearly people had stopped coming weeks beforehand and they've just decided no one's going to notice. I'll record it another time.
I would love to hear if that happens often.
Yeah.
If that happened to you as a student or as a tutor or lecturer.
Yeah, that's
good. Because do you hate it as a lecturer? Because you're like, oh, no one's coming.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do my lecture.
That's
or
it.
Do you feel like, great, early mark?
Yeah, day off. It's a great question. Let us know if you have been on the lecturer side of things. And look, also, I'd like to put a bit of an ad out there that we are taking mid-year enrolments for PodPhil 101.
Of course.
Let us know if you do want to get in touch on that. Zach teaches the more advanced PodPhil 201.
We haven't started that yet. We have to wait for the first round of graduates to move on up.
PodPhil 101's a prerequisite. And
exactly.
Unfortunately, no one's getting through that one at the moment. That is all we've got time for in the Collective Noun Forum today. If you do want to be a part of it, we would love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review and read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Collective Noun's Pet Name Game.
On 131060, it's the game anyone with a pet can play. We believe just by hearing the name of your pet, we can figure out what type of animal it is.
Let's put it to the test, Zach. We have Tiana on the Sunshine Coast. What is your pet's name, Tiana?
It's Benji.
Benji.
What
okay.
are the famous Benjis you know, Dom?
Well,
I know Benji Madden.
Yep. Benji Madden, obviously one of the
Good
Charlotte boys. I was thinking Benji Marshall was a former footballer.
Yep.
I think those are the two Benjis I've encountered.
Okay, well, I've got two animals off those. Benji Marshall is famous for his step, which kind of is like a kangaroo step.
That's
kind of looks like the way a kangaroo hops.
No.
So Benji could be a kangaroo.
You're not allowed to keep kangaroos, Zach.
Yeah, but in some places in the country, people come across joeys that are injured and they raise them as their own.
I mean, really, that's such a long shot.
Okay, well, here's my other one.
Yeah, great. Let's go with the other one, Benji Madden. What's Benji Madden in an animal?
Good Charlotte.
Yep.
Charlotte's Web. Spider. There was also a pig in Charlotte's Web, the kid's story.
So
it could be pig or spider. Or kangaroo.
Are we actually choosing between kangaroo, pig, or spider?
Yeah. I'm thinking spider.
Because those all feel like major long
people
odds.
Have spiders?
Yeah, some do.
What are you
Surely thinking? You'd call it Charlotte. If you had. All right, I'm backing you in. Tiana, is Benji a spider?
No, not even close.
I didn't think so. What is it?
The guinea pig.
Guinea pig. All right. Well,
pig. See, I said pig was there.
Okay.
Pig was right there. It's not... I'm not trying to guess the story of how they named it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find a path to the right name.
Right.
The right animal.
I reckon you took the wrong turn on that one.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. But I got close with pig. If you had helped me with that and said, yeah, I'm feeling pig as well, we would have gone down that path.
All right. Well, we'll get better teamwork in this one. Hey, we got Shannon in Melbourne. What's your pet's name, Shannon?
His name's Thunder.
Was that Thunder?
Thunder.
Thunder. Okay, so I'm thinking a loud animal, Zach.
Okay, what I'm thinking is an animal that's scared of thunder.
Okay. What are you going to go this time, Zach? Are we going to go one of those dragons?
What dragons?
Water dragons?
You know that dragons don't exist, right?
Okay. I tried to burn you.
One of those dragons from Game of Thrones?
What you've just noticed there is don't take on the big boys when you're going for a burn because you don't know what you're doing. Dom, I learned that lesson.
I think it's an animal who's scared of thunder,
sure,
which are dogs.
All right.
I think thunder is a dog, Shannon.
No, Thunder's a cat.
Oh, so close, though. We're in the right realm, Don.
Kind of, yeah.
Is Thunder the cat afraid of thunder?
No, he's actually not.
Okay.
My 7-year-old brother, when he was 7, he got in. He named him Thunder. Yeah. And it was after Lightning McQueen, Thunder.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's when the little kids name the animals, it becomes a lot harder.
That's the curveball in the game, isn't it?
Those are the ones that you're meant to get because you have the mind of a child.
Okay. And what you've just seen there is a masterclass of burning. You saw someone mess it up a minute ago, and a minute later you hang around and you see how... It's like on the cooking shows, here's what I prepared earlier. You see it done properly. We have Jamie on Barabee Island. What's your pet's name, Jamie?
Hi, his name's Raffy.
Raffy. Raphael from the Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
It's a turtle. Hold on.
It's not... Raffy is like, I reckon, top 10 dog names of all time.
Raffy,
absolutely. It sounds a bit like rough. Like a bark?
Yeah, okay.
Are we really going to go turtle of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Raffy is short for Raphael.
Yeah.
Which is a turtle.
Okay, is that correct, Jamie?
Yes, you're right. He's a four-shell turtle.
Okay.
In your face, Dom! In your face! Okay. I knew we were getting close.
I'll give you that. That was pretty impressive. That was pretty impressive.
Oh, you doubt me. You doubt me, but I came through.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We are in Logies Week, the 2018 Logies, this Sunday night, Zach. And anybody who's listened to even a second of Australian commercial radio before would know that a prerequisite to be a show on the radio in Australia is that you've got to have some opinions on the Logies. You've got to have a vote. You've got to have a favourite to win.
Although voting is... voluntary for the public.
Yeah.
It's compulsory for radio shows.
Oh, yeah. People wouldn't know that. No, you have to sign a form when you get a job.
Yep.
That says we will vote in the Logies and treat it very seriously.
So have we done our vote yet for the gold?
We haven't. And look, I'm always disappointed to have to bring the back end stuff on air. I'm sorry when we have to do some admin on the show.
It's a bit of housekeeping.
It's not what we want to do. It's not what the people want to listen to. But unfortunately, we've left this one too late. They need our vote tonight. So
Who's up for a Logie? I'm not even sure.
So the Gold Logies this year, we've got Jessica Murray and Roger Corsa, two actors.
What are they acting in?
Well, Jessica Murray was in Love Child and The Wrong Girl. No. Roger Corsa in Doctor.
Pass on those two, I think.
Okay.
They probably did great performances, but not getting my gold vote.
Not getting your gold vote? Great. We've got Amanda Keller from The Living Room. I'm pretty sure Amanda Keller works for a competing radio network. All right. Sorry, Amanda. No hope there. We've got Grant Denyer.
Oh, Today FM's Grant Denyer.
Today FM's Grant Denyer.
He's high on the list.
He's got to be high on the list. Although I feel like there might already be a show campaigning for his Gold Loki vote.
Yeah, that's true.
The show he's on.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So maybe on that front, Grant Denyer.
Also, Family Feud was cancelled. So what show is he representing?
He's there for Family Feud, so this is actually quite awkward.
Okay.
Maybe he needs this one.
Well, we'll put him in a maybe.
We'll put him in a maybe file. Now, I would like to heavily suggest the next person, Andrew Winter.
What does he do?
So he's the host of Selling Houses Australia and Love It All listed on the Lifestyle Channel. Foxtel's first ever nominee for the Gold Logie.
Okay, are those house shows?
Like... They are. Renovations type.
Mm.
And now, I love those shows. Selling Houses Australia might be my favourite TV show.
Yeah.
And my thing with Andrew Winter is he's the underdog. No show's talking about voting for Winty.
But is he giving Gold Logie performances on those shows?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But I'm going to tell you the next candidate, and I know that this is going to be a fait accompli.
I'm just wondering, before you move on,
sure.
Are they running a campaign on Foxtel for him? Because if they're not doing the Gold Logie, Winter is Coming, with a Game of Thrones-style parody, they've really missed an opportunity.
That's a great point.
Note that down.
Send that to Foxtel's PR. Well, the last option we have is A Current Affairs own Tracy Grimshaw.
Oh, okay. Why don't you read that first? Done. Tracy's getting my vote. There's nothing you can say.
What?
That Tracy Grimshaw is a gem in the crown of this country.
Are you just saying that so you never get become the subject of an current affair investigation.
I am a little bit scared of them.
Yeah, I mean...
I've watched a lot of a current affair. They're really good.
They're good.
They're good at going after people. Yeah. And some of the people I don't think have done anything. But the music...
Yeah.
And the black and white makes it look like they did.
Well, that's right. If they got shaky footage of me eating a burrito,
yeah,
this show's in trouble.
But also, just with the material she gets, if you watch that show enough, she's a professional. Mm. She can make anything sound dramatic.
That's
and
true.
The way that she transitions out of a Neighbours from Hell story to the bargains that you can now get at Coles.
It's stunning.
Seamless.
It is stunning work. And I think everyone would love to see her Gold Logie acceptance speech. Mm. I wonder who she'd take down in that. There'd be some stuff going on.
Do you think it would be a takedown?
I think it would
be. I don't think she would use the Logie's gold... Yep. The Gold Logie acceptance speech is a chance to name and shame some dodgy tradies.
Well, that would be gripping TV.
She might start doing some evictions from the room as the landlord from hell. Denya, you're out. Winter, you're out.
All right, well, it's official. Our vote goes to Tracy Grimshaw.
Hope you win, Tracy.
We've done our admin and we're good to go.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I recently found myself in a newborn-related dilemma.
Okay.
My sister had a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Welcomed a niece into the world.
Beautiful.
Very exciting. So, obviously, when someone has a baby... There's some urgency around it because you don't know the exact time it's coming. So it's a little bit of a surprise.
Well, my brother has his first kid due in August.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I'm ready to become an uncle. So this is good information for me to get.
Well, I mean, everyone does it a little differently. But my sister let us know that she had a baby during the day. It was very exciting. And then she said, come up and have a visit to the hospital that night.
Sure.
So after I picked my wife up from work, we only have a small window to get a gift and a card for the baby. Now, I think it's custom to get a card. The baby at this stage can barely see colours, let alone make out the message you write on the card.
That's
just what you do.
I've generally thought this, you know, because you get shown photos, you know, 21st or whatever, of your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old birthday parties.
You don't know.
Well, I was saying to mum and dad, I was like, take all the money you spent on me then.
Yeah.
Bank it up. I'll have it now. Do you know what I mean? Because I didn't...
Well, you can't do it in retrospect, though. But what you could do is do that for your kids.
Well, because I don't think... I mean, sure, you enjoy playing with your Bob the Builder toys.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It'd be great fun.
That's the most work you've ever done. That's the closest to a trader you ever got.
That is. The thing is, though, Zach, I just feel like you don't really enjoy it as a kid. I don't know if you really get the full value.
Here's the dilemma I had. We went to the shops. Mm-hmm. I have to get a card. A card for a newborn.
Yeah.
Fairly specific.
Do those exist?
Well, I thought they did, but the shop we went to had nothing. Now, we've got a time limit here. We've got to get up to the hospital. We don't have time to be mucking around.
Yep.
There's no welcome to the world cards.
None of them.
There's no, hey, you're a newborn, enjoy the card.
So the cards begin at 1 year old.
Yeah,
is that what
right.
you're saying? So
right.
There was no card to take care of 0 to 1.
Well, there was a card that said, it's your birthday.
Okay.
I asked my wife if we could put a comma between birth and day. Would that be acceptable? It's your birthday. It's the day you were born. That is technically your birthday.
I mean, that's not bad. So is that what you went with?
Do you think we could get away with that?
I think actually in the most literal sense of the word.
It's your birthday.
It is actually,
it's your first birthday.
It is actually your birthday.
Yeah.
Every other time we use birthday doesn't really make a lot of sense. This is actually your birthday,
yeah.
The day of your birth.
Do you think it would have been acceptable?
I think it's completely acceptable.
Do you think that would have been totally fine to give my new niece?
100%.
Yeah, my wife disagreed. We went to another store and found a Welcome to the World.
Okay.
It was much nicer. But I think on a technicality, we could have used mine.
That is all we've got time for on the show. And I'm sure your niece as well will appreciate the extra effort you went to.
Well, I hope my sister keeps it.
Yeah,
as
that's
a
it.
Keepsake.
100%. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. And we'll see you tomorrow night at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.